Okay, we're trying to explain the machlokas, whether or not, why is it that all the shittos didn't go there? All of a sudden, Abaye is now introducing this idea of gzeirah to bishel. What happened to everyone else is just being gzeirah to achila, but in order to get to achila, it's only derech bishel, so first you can't do bishel. So why are they bypassing this or bishel? And what's the machlokas, right? Okay. So interesting rabba, interesting one. Let's, like, for instance, you have alach of of. So of zasar and it's an extension, gzeirah basar b'chalav and of, right? So if I ask you, say, is of only asar and achila, or is it asar and bishel and anah as well? So what do you say?
Both. All of them.
Okay, so you'd say that it should be all of them. Why?
It's modeled to treat it like basar.
Because there's an issue. You guys are going to make confuse...
They're all asur deraisa.
May confuse them. They're all asur deraisa. You may confuse of and basar. So therefore you have it. You should say this should be a gzera on everything.
Right.
But the Rambam doesn't say that. Okay, it's Perek Tes Lachadal. V'chein basar chayev of, bein b'chalav chaya... They're not also in the Torah. Lefikach, mutter levashel, mutter bana. Okay, it's mutter and a bishel, mutter and a. V'also be'achilam, it's the very sofrim. But it's also achilam, they're serving. They shall Yeshua am. V'yivoli, they yeser basar v'chalav, shel Torah. V'yachilu basar behema Torah, v'chalav behema Torah. Okay, so it's also an achilam in the Rabbanika, so people won't confuse it. Sharein memash ma'akosiv al-gadib achalev imam mamash afikachosir kal basar v'chalav. So he's explaining why they would do a stumble. But he's saying, it's mutter, and since they're Rabbanah and there, it's a mutter and bishal ananah. It's also an achilam, so they don't come to this or bishal v'chalav, shal Torah. But the question is, what do you mean? But this or bishal ananah are also basar v'chalav, shal Torah. So it's the same way it goes against this, against the achilish, because against them. I mean, you're right. Apparently, the first thing you say, apparently, Hillel's right, is that you don't say oath like hazadin basar. That's a simple way to do it. It means oath is basar. That's what the Rabbanan the Gzera is. They defined oath as basar. But that can't be, because if it's defined as basar, then it's going to have all these surim, basar b'chalav. So obviously it's not basar. It's not basar. Basar is basar. Basar is basar behema. Oath is not basar. But it's a separate, it's an extension of the isar achila, of achila's basar b'chalav, vis-a-vis in that. So that Isser was extended to Oph as well. It's not only on Basar, but the Isser of Achilas Basar V'chalav is extended to Oph as well. But not in the other ones. Not in Bishal, not. But the question, that doesn't really answer our problem, but it's important to define. That's a good definition. But it does still answer a problem. Why? Is it the same way they answered it in Achila, they extended Achila because there's an Isser Deraisa, they should extend it to Bishal and Tana? Because those are also Yisur Deraisa. Okay. So I think it gets back to, the answer may get back to something we talked about before, way back when, is that the Isser of Bishal and the Isser Hanah, even though they're, like you see, Bishal is a separate mitzvah, right? A separate Isser. But they're all really centered around the Chila. Okay, like, so to speak, if there were no Isser Achila, there would be no Isser Bishal, and there would be no Isser Anah. And like the Torah, like the Rambam says, he says, Lo Shasak HaKosim HaLesser Achila, right? Because why did the Torah not mention Achila? It only mentioned Bishal, right? So he says it didn't, the only reason why he was quiet, it didn't mention Achila, Elamim Nesha Asar HaBishal, because it already Asar Bishal. Kolomar Ve'afilu Bishulo Asar. Even Bishal is Asar. In Sarkhloma Achila, so certainly Achila. Certainly Achila is Asar. Right? So he said, what do you mean, Sir Achila? Two different Isurim. Just because Bishal doesn't, how does that mean Achila is Asar? But we said, I forget exactly how he said it, but he says that Bishal is Asar. It's not because the Torah doesn't want you to do Maisa Bishal Basar Chalav. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. But really, it doesn't want you to eat Basar Chalav. But the Bishal is creating the entity of Basar V'chalav. It's, so to speak, in different sense than Hala, but it's like the beginning. It's like a built-in siyag. It's like a siyag, like a gezerah, but it's a minat Torah. But it's like a built-in protection of achila. It's because, why are you cooking these things? What's the point of cooking Basar V'chalav? Everyone knows that when you cook something, it's in order to eat it. So therefore, the Torah said you can't even create Basar V'chalav. You can't even create that type of an ochal. It's in a sense like a built-in richok. You know, similar to like Bayar Abaye Matzah, you could argue. It's like a built-in richuk from Chametz. It's like Bayar Abaye Matzah, you know? So he holds this. So it seems like the Ram holds that. I'd say Hana also, is that essential, the primary, what does the Torah not want you to do? so to speak, like, I guess, so to speak, philosophically, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. But the Torah doesn't want you to eat basar v'chalav. But the Torah set into place a system of basar v'chalav. It didn't just say, don't eat basar v'chalav. But it built into it Nisar Bishal and Nisar Anah as well. Okay, they're like extensions, so to speak, of the Isar, of the Isar Achila. And without the Isar Achila, there wouldn't be those things. Okay? So if that's the case, so it could be that's why the Rambam holds that since their existence is, so to speak, like a protection of Achila, so if you have a Gezerah, a Midrabanan, the Gezerah is going to protect the Achila. It's not going to protect the thing which is itself a protection. It's similar to the principle, it goes on Gezerah, Gezerah. It's not really Gezerah, because they're really Deoraisas. But it's saying is that still, since the primary Isser Deoraisa, which everything is centered around, is Achila, and everything else, even the other Deoraisas are there to protect that. So therefore, if the Rabbanan are setting up a protection, they're going to model it after the Bishlan La'ana. It's going to be protecting the main, the real Isser. The real Isser Torah is really the Isser of Achila. You know, and the other ones are, of their nature, are protection. So it's the concept of Xero is it doesn't make sense to make a protection for a protection. Even though they happen to be, they are actually also Mena Torah. But still, conceptually, since the primary Isser Torah is the Achila, so that's what their goals are upon. You know what I mean? And I'd say that's what that's why all the other shittas also hold, is that the gezerah of ha'olah, then that same logic is the gezerah atu beshel. Atu achila, and not atu beshel, because you can't be gezerah atu beshel, because beshel itself is in the same ballpark as the gezerah. And the gezerah, since the beshel points to achila, your gezerah is going to have to be hooked up to achila, and therefore you're going to get into the traps of the gezerah and all that. But Rav Yosef argues, we'll get to that in a second. But I think it's here. I mean, it's a chiddush. I'm not saying it's not a chiddush. I mean, it seems like something to think about. But I think the facts point to it. You know, I mean, the question is, am I making this up? Or is, I mean, I'm saying, I think the facts point to this. I mean, I'm not saying, maybe you could come to a different solution to the problems. But they're major problems. I mean, the problem of the Rambam about the Cha'of, isn't a major problem. It's a bothersome thing. It's because if they're all deraisas, why should they differentiate in the deraisas? You know, so it does point to a distinction between the different deraisas. But like as Max said, you could come up with a lot of answers. I don't know, the Rabbanim weren't worried because it's not going to lead to that, because I don't know, for whatever reason. The Rabbanim are like that. But this problem is a hard one to pull off. I mean, here it's the only way ever going to get to the Achila is through the Bishul. You know? The only way you can get to the Achila is through the Bishul. So, yeah, in fact, by the Ofa, also you're going to have that problem. It's because the only way, I mean, I don't know, you can maybe differentiate. But in this problem, it's a major problem. How you get in our cases, why are you worried about Allah because you can lead to Achila, but you have Bishul right along the way. So how you have this, like, somehow, like, Bishul, everyone holds, Bishul is, like, exempt from Gzeres, you can't be Gozer against it. So, I mean, that is the fact. I mean, so I'm just trying to give an explanation of why it's different than the Isra Achila, such that you can't be gozer against it. Okay, so fine. So what's Rav Yosef, right? So you could say, I mean, if you don't like this idea, you could say Rav Yosef doesn't like it either. I mean, you could say the machlokas is whether when you have this type of a deoraisa, that's a possibility. When you have this type of a deoraisa, which is a built-in, so to speak, a built-in siag, so could you be gozer to that? You know what I mean? Like, is that shayach to be gozer to? You could say that. I mean, it's possible. Is that, you see that as a question, you know what I mean? Because on the one hand, it is a deraisa. On the other hand, its nature of its deraisa is that it's related to bishul, to achila. Okay? So that's possible. That's what I would say. But I would say another way you could say it is that maybe Rav Yosef has a different concept of bishul. Maybe he doesn't really learn that way. He learns that bishul is really a separate isser. Okay, what is a separate? Like a separate. So like here's a way to formulate it, is that Nerzachila is an Isser. Nerzachila is Basar V'Chalav is like off limits. The Torah wants to remove you from a Basar V'Chalav. So one Isser, you can't relate, so to speak, relate to Basar V'Chalav. There's one way the Torah says you can't eat Basar V'Chalav. Another thing is you can't create Basar V'Chalav, which is a different relationship, and there's a different type of relationship to an object. You can't be Nana from Basar V'Chalav. It's not because Bishul is the first step in Achila, or leading to Achila, but Bishul is an independent Isser. So this is the Raisa. The Torah is totally removing the guy from Basar V'Chalav. You can't eat it, you can't be Nana from it, you can't create it. It's not because of it's in service of Bishul. I mean, it sounds like the Rambam is learning that, you know, from the law, the way he talks is that, you know, or from the other ones is that the fact that the Gzer of Oaf, you know, it sounds like he's learning, no, that it really is in service of Achila. But Rav Yosef could argue, I mean, I don't know, maybe Rav Yosef holds that it's an independent Disser. So it's an independent Disser, so he could be Gozer against it, why not? So then it's Shaykh, then it's free game like anything else.
Okay,
so now that we're doing Zeo Xero and we explained according to Rashi, which is according to Gemara, it seemed like it's according to Gemara, so what's the, how exactly you could make Zeo Xero, you can't make Zeo Xero, right? This whole thing that it's related back to the Deoraisa, right? So it seems like the Rambam has a different shita in understanding Zeo Xero. And I don't know exactly how he learns our Gemara, but that's a separate problem. But it seems like he has his own shita. Tosus, I told you if you look at Tosus. See, Tosus on Kuvdalam and Aleph, basically, so not Temra, basically say he's bothered by the same problems. You see, sometimes in Zero goes or Xero Xero, and sometimes it says openly, how could you possibly do this? It's Xero Xero. So he basically just says is that whatever, you can't compare Xero to Chum to one to another, except unless the Shas compares them. It's like, he says, basically forget about it. Don't think about it. Sounds like I was saying. It's like, it says, when the Gemara knows when you can compare Gezeros and when you can't compare Gezeros. And apparently, sometimes, Kavzalim and Aleph, Munat Temra. Sometimes the Shas holds that you're allowed to make Zeros, Gezeros. Sometimes the Shas holds, forget about it, it's not happening. And Tosus never doesn't even attempt to be Mechalik and set down rules. He basically just says,
that's
what the Shas holds. Sometimes the Shas, you have no right to compare these things, Miswara, but it's a matter of if the Gemara says it, the Gemara says it, he says, otherwise the Gzeres, you can't start doing those things.
What does that mean?
Times you do it. Okay, so it's a very strange Tosos. I mean, needless to say, it's a strange Tosos, because, so the question is, it's strange because, I mean, you're right, like David says, I mean, obviously the Shas had a Svara, so what's...
Michael had
an approach on that. 1 second. So, obviously the Shas had a Svara, so if that's the case, so, I mean, what do you mean? Is it just, you know, think about it? It sounds like just like a funny kind of an answer. Like, well, why not? I mean, if the Shas had reasons for it, why is it not even a Rishon? He's saying, I'm not allowed to think about it, whatever, and I can't talk about it. Just the way the Gemara compares it, it compares, it doesn't compare, it doesn't compare. I mean, is there no logic behind this thing?
Right.
I mean, that's a good question.
See where they come.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. It's like maybe he means that we lost the science, that there's a science to it. But we don't have the science either. Rishonim also didn't have the science to do it, so they can't do it. Like Narshim Psukim, you can't, there's such a thing as system of Yigil Midas, but we don't have the system. I don't think Rishonim are Darish Psukim, I think Gemara is Darish Psukim. But apparently they didn't have the system to, in general. I mean, you don't see Rishonim go around and start being Darish Psukim to learn halachos. So it seems that they didn't have the system. There's a system here. So we could glean things from the system or whatever,
but
you know,
rules.
We could extract certain things. But Tosus is saying not even that. He's saying don't even try to extract the rules. It sounds like, you can't make any rules. Basically, you can't even try to understand.
Can you explain
Tosus? Explanation. You can explain Tosus. We'll see. So we're going to read the Rambam. So Rambam has an explanation of when you can and when you can't make zero zeros. So he says like this: it's the Rambam in Bamet Tomnim in Shabbos in the Pirshim Mishnayos. In Bamet Tomnin. So he says, basically the case is, there's an Isser of Atmana. Okay? There's an Isser of Atmana. Okay, that you can't insulate certain foods on Shabbos, before Shabbos. So we'll read a little bit of the Rambam. He's going to explain when and where and certain facts here. So it's kind of towards the beginning of the fourth paragraph. It says, V'tam Isser Atmana Sa'ochel, V'chol Advarom Menuyinkan. The reason for the Isser of Atmana here, because the Mishnah has a list of things that you're not allowed to do, do atmana with. So he says, why? He says, because they add, because they add heat. Certain types of atmana, certain insulators add heat, and certain don't. So he's saying, these things in the Mishnah, he says, are things that actually add heat, and they add heat, it cooks. So therefore it's cooking. But those things which they matir are things which don't add heat. They simply retain the heat. So they're not eating, they're not cooking, so therefore he holds that there's no problem. Okay? But he says, V'dash, atmana zuha murakan, shene'es rabbe mikzas, dorm v'hut rabbe mikzas, k'moshe manakan, eno ela b'erev Shabbos. He says, this whole discussion of whether it's mutter to do it if it doesn't add heat, but it's usher if it does add heat, this is only an erev Shabbos. Okay? This is only an erev Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos, usher lahat mim shum davar cham. You can't do any atma. Okay? Fine. Anything that's hot. Okay, whether you're adding heat or whether you're not adding heat, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so like, I guess, to put a towel on top of a, I mean, not possibly, I guess the case is to put a towel on top of like a pot on Shabbos, right? On Erev Shabbos, you can do it. It doesn't add heat. But to do it on Shabbos, you can't do it, mana. I think that's the case. I mean, I don't know. You have to, I don't know, look into the office. Okay. Okay, avo mamina mishabas atav shal tzonin v'amayim tzon bavad. But you could insulate cold things. Okay, fine. Kemoshi's bar v'sof breaks out. V'hoya dinno sin shi emot el hatmim mishabas atav shen emos v'havel. V'emar advarim shalamar mishnah tomah. I mean, it would be, you'd think, theoretically, should be mutter to be on Shabbos. Right? To do it on Shabbos with things which don't add heat. Because what's the problem? It doesn't add heat, so you're not cooking. So it's retaining heat. What kind of visor is retaining heat? There's no sort of retaining heat. It's cooking is asr. It's not cooking anything. You're just keeping it hot. Why is that a problem? She's saying, really, it should have been asr. Should have been mutter. The asr was, as I said, gzeira, shema yatnin beramets. But the gzeira is, it's a gzeira because if you're going to be toming it with, let's say, a towel on Shabbos, which let's say towels are examples, it's not Mosav Hevel, then you're going to be, you're going to also do it with remes, which is, he says, it's like ashes, like hot ashes, okay? Hot ashes, which also are not Mosav Hevel, okay? And also are not Mosav Hevel. So you'll say, so what's the problem with those? Because they're also not going to cook because they're not Mosav Hevel. So in other words, within the things which are not Mosav Hevel, which don't add heat, There's normal things, but then there's also these ashes. They're another type of thing, which also doesn't add heat, but they're ashes. So he says, the gzera is you can't do it with a towel, because then maybe you'll do it with ashes. So you say, so why can't I do that? That's also gzera. So because he says, maybe in this hot ashes, so there's a good chance there's going to be left a little coal there. And if you're going to be in atonement with that, you're going to see the coal, it's exera. Maybe you're going to start stoking that coal to make it hotter. And that would be Nisr D'oraisa. So, l'fikach nesra atmana v'shavos afil dov she'en mosav hevel. Gezera remetz. Remetz, gezera shem yichat v'cholam. So he says, so the gezera is, you can't do it with a towel or snitches of mosav hevel, because then you can do it with remetz. Which is also no problem in a Torah. But remetz could lead to a d'oraisa, because remetz has coals in it, which may lead you to stoking it. So you can't do it with a cold thing, because you may do it with remetz. And you can't do it with remetz, because then you may do it, you may stoke the coals. Right? So that's a lead in to zero, zero. That's where he's headed. Ambers, right. Ambers, I think, is the English word for remetz. Okay, ambers. Well, that's not coals. Hot ashes, I mean, hot ashes.
And they're not considered to add heat if you were to do...
Unless you stoke them. Yeah, if you stoke them, they can add heat, but otherwise they don't add heat. I mean, that's the fact. That's what they're saying. That's a clear fact. Okay, v'ulai tiksha b'chlal shetzleinu, v'hu ein gozun gzeru gzeru. So you may ask a question, what do you mean? This seems to be a fly right in the face of the principle of ein gozun gzeru gzeru. Can't have bigger steer to it than this. He says, da... Shazesh Shamrin goes from Gzera to Gzera. Who kigon shiigzer bezdin eza Gzera bezos man? He says the case of Gzera Gzera is when Bezdin makes a Gzera at a certain year, let's say in the year 2000. Okay, whatever it is. V'yavzer achakach, v'yigzer Gzera la'usa ha'gzera. And then, let's say 5 years later, in 2005, they decide to make a Gzera for that Gzera, to protect that Gzera. Zehu she'enosim, that's you're not allowed to do. Aval imha yushte Gzera's be'ez achas mutar. But if in the year 2000 they make one gezerah and then another gezerah to protect that gezerah, then it's mutter. V'zeh shos n'tamin, they do it all the time. V'zeh u'inyin amram, kulach ad gezeratei. The Gemara says that sometimes. Kulach ad gezeratei. It's all one gezerah. What does this say? What does it mean? Kelomar. Shemisha gozer gezerah zu, the guy who made this gezerah, ra shalotis kayim gezerah zu, they saw that this first gezerah wouldn't be Miskayim, it wouldn't continue to exist. Ella b'gzera acheres shetichazek osa v'tismechana. In other words, the first gzera would not last unless you made a second gzera which supported the first gzera. Okay. Well, v'ikach gazer shnayim yachad, and therefore he made them both together, and that's fine. So that's the answer basically. Okay. So he says. So again, it matters the timing. If you did it in two different times, then it's awesome. Then it's awesome. But if you do it at one time, then it's mutter. Okay, so any questions?
Well, what difference does it make?
Okay, so the basic undefined question here is, what difference does it make? Okay, anything more? It always has to be atu. Whereas the gzera always has to be atu something. So the gzera is, you can't do this because it will lead to this. So you can't say that you can't be tomein with a towel, so in a most of course it will lead to a deoraisa, because maybe you'll stoke the coals, because there are no coals. So you're going to have to say that the gzera of animals of hevel is atu remes. And remes is atu yechad b'gchala. But it has to be, you have to first have the gzera of remes in place in order to, I'm sorry, the gzera of remes, you can't do the remes in place because you can stoke the coals in order to have a gzera of animals of hevel. Because it has to, otherwise there's nothing to latch onto. So it's a double gezera. It's not saying it's all one gezera. It's not really one gezera. It's not like it's just all ata deraisa. Because the towel is on do with deraisa. It's never ever going to lead to deraisa. So this is because if I do with towel, I'm going to end up doing it with ramats. And if I do with ramats, I'm going to end up doing it with, I'm going to be machad b'chalam.
Right. What does it change?
Correct. And it sounds like he's trying to explain himself, is that how could you do it if it's at one time? It sounds like he's a little bit explaining. He's saying, oh, because they're doing it at one time is because when they made the gzera, they realized that if they only made a gzera, let's say, on ramats, it would never exist. It wouldn't be mekuyam. So therefore they knew, because for whatever reason, people wouldn't keep it. They wouldn't differentiate between ramats and between other stuff, which is not most favorable. So therefore, in order to maintain the gzera on ramats, they had to make the gzera on other things which are not most of Havel, so that it would continue, so the first gzera would continue to exist. The second gzera sounds like he's saying that's why it's allowed, because the second gzera isn't really, like what we were saying, is the second gzera isn't really protecting, it's not really protecting Ramats. I mean, it is protecting Ramats, but not for its own sake, but for the sake of the Deraisa, because otherwise, without having the second one, the first one wouldn't exist, so therefore you need the second one in order to have protect the Deraisa. But the question is why can't that same thing happen 5 years later? Why can't they make a gzera on Ramats, let's say, in the year 2000, and think that's going to work out? And it works out for 5 years, but then society gets corrupted or whatever it is, and it doesn't work out anymore. And now they see that if we don't make a gzera, if we don't also aser Enomos of Hevel atu Ramats, then it's not going to work out. So it's because of giving kiyum to the first gzera. Why does that? Who cares when it took place? I mean, is it like? And let's say in the Bezdin they were all sitting down at the table. Like, how? What's your time frame even? Like, how does this whole thing work? I mean, how does it work that the timing makes a difference? Why does timing make a difference? Bottom line is it gzera? Is this a gzera? Gzera is not a gzera. Gzera. I mean, there are two gzeras. He's not saying they're one gzera because it has to be two gzeras. So what's the difference if they made them simultaneously, but there's still two gzeras? So one, and he said, "I'm zevus lush," and he says they make one gzera and they make the other one to support that gzera. He says it himself when he's talking about it at one time. And that's exactly it. Still, it's two gzeras. So well, how does it help? I mean, it doesn't sound like he's answering the problem. And who knows? And it's a funny thing. Because who knows really? I mean, who knows whether it happened at one time or two times? No one really knows. I guess that's why you can have that. That's why I'm saying you could say that's what Tosfos means. Is because according to this, the Rambam would say also, you can't start asking questions about this, because do you really know whether they made it one time or two times? No one knows. So maybe it could be. I mean, Tosfos can mean a lot of things, but maybe that's what Tosfos means. Because Tosfos holds the same type of a thing, is that it's dependent upon timing. So what are you going to do? You're going to ask a question? Oh, was that one time? It was two times. Is it ever possible for anyone, besides for the Shas, to know what year this was made and what year that was made? You know, you can't know it. You just can't know. So therefore, I mean, it could be that's Tosfos. Again, I'm not saying Tosfos has to all that. Tosfos just doesn't tell you that openly. But it would seem the Rambam could answer, with this answer, the Rambam will give the same thing to, he's saying, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to work on whenever you see sometimes it allows it, sometimes it doesn't allow it, because he'll just say it depends on the timing. So it's not a svara, it's just a matter of a fact.
Also, it is a funny
thing. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know how the Rambam's going to learn our sugya. It's a good question. I mean, Agamar seems to be getting into when you could make, how you make zeros, all kind. You know, I mean, we're learning with Rashi's interpretation. I mean, it's very hard to go back and learn a Gemara, you know, learn Gemara according to Rambam. We don't know the first thing, you know, I don't know. It's a hard type of game to play, but let's say forget that for now. I mean, forget how the Rambam learns our Gemara. It just, you know, I mean, we could compare the Rambam versus Rashi. I mean, from Rashi, we have an idea about gzera. So we could compare the idea we developed from the Rambam to that, but to say how the Rambam's going to learn our Gemara is an asek. I mean, you could try to do it, but it's a hard type of thing to do.